listening to Balkan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and people making a difference. This is Scott again with Balkan Has a Faith, bringing you the New Birmingham. We're very glad to have today DeWill in the studio with us. How are you doing, DeWill?
I'm doing fantastic, Scott.
Good, good. Let me give our listeners a brief introduction on you.
All right.
Of course, your name is Daniel Williams, but a.k.a. DeWill Sama.
Mm-hmm.
You're a visual artist based out of Birmingham, Alabama. You graduated from the University of Alabama, Birmingham, or as we say here, UAB, with a BFA in art with the art history minor. You spent your time there concentrating on printmaking and graphic design. Your visual style, you basically self-describe it as amalgamation of cultural innuances with the range. Let's see. I'm sorry.
Amalgamation of cultural influences that range from the love of Japanese culture to the love of Renaissance portrait work, portraiture work, you know, stuff
okay.
like that.
See, that's why I really admire you, because you know all these new words that I have not heard about. So introducing me to some new things. But I do love your work, though, seriously.
I appreciate it.
So one other thing I'll mention just as a background. You're currently collaborating with fellow Birmingham artist Blake Showers on a manga named Four Strikes?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. So let's talk a little bit about yourself. Tell us something about yourself, where you're from, or whatever you'd like to share.
Well, like you said before, I'm Daniel Williams from Birmingham, Alabama, born and raised here, you know. I've been doing art since I was young. I really can't remember a time when I wasn't picking up a pencil, drawing anything, you know. So people always ask me, how long have you been doing art? It's like, don't ask me that. Ask me, how long have you not been doing art? I probably can answer that question better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, like you said, I graduated from UAB with a BFA in printmaking / graphic design. Funny thing is that I was a graphic designer before I got into printmaking. That's what I wanted to do at first, was be a graphic designer. But then I got into printmaking, and it was like, I think I'm going to change my mind on this real quick. And I just fell in love with making stuff, just making art, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good stuff. Now, BFA, what does that stand for those who don't know?
Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Gotcha.
There's a BA and there's a BFA. There's two different programs. In a BFA program, you take more art classes, I guess, instead of electives. So you get to concentrate on making art more, you know?
Gotcha. So you have that art foundation, and then I saw, you know, your minor in art history, so it gives you a full spectrum,
yeah.
I see. Cool. So, you know, this is a podcast about Birmingham, so what do you love about Birmingham?
Oh, man, I really love this city, you know. It's kind of hard to explain the love of this city to me. I've been to big cities across the world, really, but, you know, this city is not that. Like, it's not even close to a big city, but it has, like, this city feel to it, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be this grand thing to be considered a city. Like, if some people going down the interstate look over here, they might look over and say, oh, there might be a city over there, you know, if they're from a big city. So I really love that it's a big city in a small city scale, you know? And I also love the food down here. I kind of don't want to move away just because of the food, you know.
It's a food mecca.
Yeah, it's a lot of variety of food here, and it's all excellent. And like, if you want tacos, you can find a spot for the best tacos you can ever had down here.
So, do you have a spot that you like,
for specifically tacos?
Yeah, or anything you're into.
I used to go to Gordo's a lot. That's in Green Springs. The Crazy Taco. Taco Loco, shouts out to them.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. So I guess you like a lot of Mexican, Hispanic type food.
Yeah, I love it.
Me too, can't get enough of
Can't get enough of it, just put hot sauce on everything, you know, just go in.
It is good, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get into more about what you do and your background and all that. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your experience at UAB. What, you know, I know you've grown up drawing and doing mm-hmm. art and things like that. But what did UAB do for you, or what was your experience like there?
What it did for me, man, it focused what I was doing as an artist. You know, like at first it was pretty much just repetition. I would just draw something that I saw before. You know, mm-hmm. I wasn't really putting my actual spin or, you know, what I wanted to say about the world around me or whatever in my art. I got to this one professor, Derek Krakow. Shout out Derek Krakow. that he just guided me on the way, like, that I needed to stop just regurgitating mm-hmm. what I saw, but actually put my spin on it.
Put your own little flavor to
it. Yeah, put my flavor on it, you know?
Okay.
Put a little of my secret sauce on top of it.
Cool.
Yeah, like, expose the people to my life experiences through my art, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. So, you know, this is an audio podcast, mm-hmm. so it's going to be hard to do, but try to describe what your art style is like. Now, you know, these are listeners who may not know you, so.
Have you guys seen my art?
I've seen it.
Can you guys describe it, like, just a little quick explanation?
Well, one thing, you know, that really fascinated me with you is, you know, I like comics, grew mm-hmm. up with comic books and that type of art. And, you know, that's what drew me to you when I first saw you, which okay. we'll get into that a little bit. But, you know, I noticed when I was growing up, the comics were very detailed and all,
mm-hmm.
but it's like you had a totally different experience in your art. It was just so cool and so real to be like a animated comic type pictures that you were drawing or art. So
mm-hmm.
That's the best way I could describe it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to describe it. First off, I wanted to legitimize what I thought in my eyes was like overlook artists, which are comic book artists. Like most comic book artists, you know, they don't get high praises as like a Michelangelo or Da Vinci or, you know, the big name artists that people go to first, you know. They get rolled off as like they're just comic book artists, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, but to what I see is like they have to convey so much emotion in just steel panels, and like it's a story like in every panel, you know. Like mm-hmm. It's just not a facial sketch or anything, you know. It's hard work, and that attests to what we're doing with Four Strikes too. It's like it's hard work. Like I didn't know how hard it was until we started doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my art style, I guess, like I've been describing it for a long time as pop art, urban pop art, or hip hop street art pop. Mm-hmm. You know, just amalgamation of words like that. Like if you can imagine maybe like a Roy Lichtenstein type of art, like his colorways, the way he uses halftones, his line work. I try to mimic the comic book aesthetic as close as I can in my artwork, and I use that especially. I use comic book and I use manga. Like those are the two intersections that I use for my artwork most of the times.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I definitely could sense the urban feel to it mm-hmm. and all, and you know, it's becoming a hot thing where haven't seen things in the past. I mean, you know, Netflix is coming out with Luke Cage,
with
the urban type, superhero type thing, and
soundtrack's going to be nuts.
But you know, I see it as like a culture. You know, the things that they're doing on TV and in movies could bring more attention to the true artists like yourselves mm-hmm. who are out there putting the ink to the paper and drawing the sketches and all. So, you know, would you say like this is going to be new to a lot of our listeners, and I am just now getting into it, but is there a subculture of artists like yourself, the urban artists here in Birmingham?
Oh yeah, there is. Like when and me and Blake included, there are quite a few artists that will fit into this category, but you know, they're in the same boat I am. Like they're looking for exposure just like I am, like just like anybody other artists out there. But I don't think there's enough avenues for that type of art to be exposed in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've been working on. Like I've been talked with a lot of artists trying to just get shows together just to get our name out there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, just like when we met at CSIC, Dan, he has allowed us to come in and put a new pop-up podcast in there. And same thing for you guys. You know, it was, hey, the more people that see you, the more interest, right?
Oh, yeah. Shout outs to Dan and CSIC.
We love some Dan, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about, is it manga?
Yeah, manga. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, tell us a little bit about manga and Four Strikes and teaming up with Blake.
Oh, man. This is, I love this right here. Manga is pretty much just what you call like a Japanese comic, and it's read in a different orientation. It's read from right to left. So it's like instead of comic books where it's left orientated. So, and most of the time they're black and white, unless it's a special issue with artists. They'll tell you beforehand that it'll be a special issue. And most of the time they're weekly released. Right now I'm reading One Piece, shout out Oda. But yeah, man. And about Four Strikes, it's a manga through and through. Like, we wanted to represent that culture within what we're doing, just because it influenced us a lot. Like, if you follow Blake Shiles at all, and if you don't, do so. His art is kind of influenced by Japanese culture too. Like, yeah, he's really good. Just go follow him. But on Four Strikes, it's a story about a boy coming into his own. You know, growing up strong. You know, yeah.
So a boy coming up on his own, is he?
It's not really on his own, but like coming into his own as a.
I got you.
As a youth, growing into what he's going to become. You know, like,
I got you.
It's going to be struggles along the way or whatever.
So kind of like life experiences.
Yeah, life experiences. Okay. If you can, we have two chapters up now. They're on Webtoons. That's where we usually release them on.
Webtoons?
Webtoons.com. And okay. You can search on the superheroes for Four Strikes. And just like my art, like, Four Strikes pulls in from cultures, multiple cultures. Like I said, like the Japanese cultures, of course, like we're going to be engaging in yokais, going to be like a big part of our themes throughout the manga.
Yeah, cool. So tell us, how did you meet Blake? How did y'all get started?
Oh, man, I can't even tell you how I met Blake. I honestly couldn't. Like, he just showed up one day. I was like, oh, what's up, Blake?
That's Blake, right?
Yeah. Like, I think I met him at an art show when we was at UAB, and we just hit it off from there. Like, to be honest, he's been one of my favorite artists. I don't think I ever told him this before. So, like, he's been one of my favorite artists since I met him, like, literally. And if you actually meet him, he'll probably be one of your favorite artists too. It's just, he's infectious, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's a jolly person.
He is. He's very outgoing, and you can't help but love him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you guys give each other a good balance, you know, with both very strong in your skills and all, and work so good together, you know, just by the art that I've seen on his page and yours, and at the pop-up art show you did.
Yeah.
So
it's been wonderful working with him, though. Like, I think I've told you this before, but, like, before he approached me to do Four Strikes, I was in works going to create my own manga, like, just straight-up manga, too. Like, and it was going to have some of the same elements he had, but it was going to be totally different. So when he approached me to do it, it was like a no-brainer, seeing that he was one of my favorite artists already. So it's like, yeah, let's do this, man.
Yeah.
Let's make this happen.
Hey, that's good stuff. Both great minds thinking alike in that case, right?
Yeah, it makes it so much easier.
So, you know, like I mentioned, we met at CSIC Records, so... You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was like a pop-up art show, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So, sure. Basically, did you guys get a lot of good feedback from that, good response?
Man, we got wonderful feedback. Like, to start the story off, that, like, he came down from PA for a couple of days. And, like, before he left, I wanted him to be in a show or something. So, it's like, I looked around town for venues and whatnot. And I just came to CSIC on, I think it was on Wednesday, the Thursday before the show. And I just asked him, could we come through and throw the show? And he's like, yeah. So I was like, oh, man, thank you. Thank you so much, Dan. You're the man. So that show was awesome, though. We got a lot of great feedback from everybody that came through. The vibe in that show was so awesome. Some people came there from the start of the show before we had anything on the walls, and they were there to the end of the show, which is like, that was nuts to me because I'm in the show and I want to leave.
Yeah, that's so cool. So cool. You know, and there's something to say, too, with the music and art. Mm-hmm. It brings, like, two cultures together.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Definitely. That's something we always wanted to push. Like, I know from experience, but me and Blake are both, like, in the culture of hip-hop. Like, mm-hmm. we identify as being in that culture, and our art expresses that culture, you know. So bringing it to a record store, that was awesome. It fit perfectly.
It did. Yeah. It's a great scene to be able to do that. So let's talk about some events you have coming up. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, you're out there putting your art out there and, you know, working on Four Strikes, of course. But tell us some things that you have coming up, where they're going to be, all that kind of stuff.
Right now I have two scheduled art shows, both of which are going to be in Atlanta. Right now, I only have the details on one, though. It's called The Vibe House, and it's going to be on October the 20th in Atlanta at the Art Atlanta Gallery. I can give you the address and that on
yeah,
that
we'll,
later.
Yeah, we'll post all those details for you.
And the next one is going to be on November 30th, and I can get the details to you on that one. But we're also, me and my friend are throwing a show, the Blueprint Show, at Marty's on the 28th, October 28th. And it's going to showcase local DJs and local MCs. So just come through. Like, it's going to be a good time, yo. Like, we've been really looking forward to this.
Cool. Night. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be real fun.
Like, man, if you can mix music with art anytime, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of interest from this. So where can people find you? Like, what social medias are you on? Give a plug to where Four Strikes is again and all that stuff.
Right now I'm on Facebook. You can find me, Daniel Sama or Daniel Williams Art, either one. Message me or whatever. I respond pretty quickly. Also on Instagram, DeWill_Sama. Same deal on that. Message me, I'll respond. Those are the two places you can pretty much find me immediately. And also Four Strikes, we have Instagram for that. Let's see. I don't know what that is right now, but
we'll just
hashtag Four Strikes and you'll find a lot of Four Strikes stuff. So you can do that. And Webtoons, just go to Webtoons and search Four Strikes and it'll come up. And I think that's about it for finding me. And follow Blake Showers too.
Yes, definitely follow Blake Showers. I mean, you can't have two better artists than DeWill and Blake. So definitely check them out. And we will post some links and, you know, try to get the word out there about what you're doing, where you're going to be. And we'll keep plugging away for you.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Well, thanks for being here today.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me.
All right, man.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.